Artisan Entertainment. The words "new image" move forward, leaving blue streaks behind them. From left to right, the letters change from black to shiny, and a light passes by them. Then the letters shoot off the screen. Black letters on brightly colored backgrounds flash quickly in the middle of the screen, then line up to spell Filmworks in red on a black background.
We're reporting live here in Lucas Valley outside Senator Wyman's mansion, where a tense, ongoing hostage situation has been unfolding for hours now, involving as well an
Howard Valley just outside Embassy San Francisco. Yes.
Pacific Heights.
Well,
right
time,
now, I'm standing outside of the mansion of Senator Wyman, where a hostage situation has ensued.
Ticker. Tom Sizemore. Dennis Hopper. And Steven Seagal. It's night, and a police helicopter is flying over a group of people on the ground. Jamie Presley. Nass. Chili. Peter Green. Kevin Gage. Michael Halsey. Norbert Weiser. Roman Imelko. Joe Spano. Men wearing flak jackets and carrying guns get out of the back of an army truck. Casting by Kathy Henderson Martin, CSA, and Dory Zuckerman, CSA. A police car pulls up. Associate producers Rob Ledesich and Vincent Klein. Co-producer Christopher Trunke. A flare lights the way for a helicopter to land. Costume designer Tricia Gray. Music by Sergei Colbert. Edited by Kerry Coughlin and Ken Morrissey. Production designer Arne Stockhausen. Director of photography Philip Ann Waters. Line producer Michael Bude. Executive producers Arby Lerner, Danny Dimbert, Trevor Short, Danny Lerner, Boaz Davidson, and David Dedan. Produced by Paul Rosenblum, Ken Aguado, Randall Emmett, and George Furla. Written by Paul B. Margolis. Directed by Albert Pune. Outside the senator's mansion, an ATF agent sets down a flare and moves some traffic cones as a car approaches.
Hey, get medevac in here now! I need another team of sharpshooters.
SWAT team members aim their guns. German shepherds strain against their harnesses. FBI and ATF agents approach the mansion. One climbs over an iron fence. Red smoke is billowing in the background. Inside, a man is on the phone, and the senator has duct tape over his mouth. People are cowering under a bar as men dressed as waiters train their guns on them.
I'm disappointed in you, detective. You've had over 2 hours to wire the money.
You just don't withdraw $100 million out of an ATM machine. It's not that easy.
Besides, my people want assurances the senator's okay.
You think I care? You have 15 minutes to make that transfer happen.
God. The detective picks up a walkie-talkie.
All right, people, stand by. Nobody fire until you hear my signal. There's more than money at stake here. The senator's counting on us.
Bomb squad en route. I call for TJ, see if he's close. I got my hands full up here.
Glass, what's your ETA?
20 seconds.
We got a situation here. Guy named Milos. Balkan terrorist.
He's already killed 3 hostages, and now he's rigged a bomb in the basement.
Milos, it's very dangerous. Watch your back. Okay, we're dropping down. I need sharpshooters covering us.
Move, don't move. Move. All units, move in.
It's up to you, Glass. It's all up to you.
Okay, man, get ready to drop.
The bomb squad is in a helicopter hovering over the mansion.
5 seconds.
2 ropes drop from the helicopter.
Go! Yeah, go! Keep on out!
2 squad members dressed in black slide down the ropes using only their hands.
Go! Bring it down! Bring it down! Move!
2 more squad members slide down the ropes.
Move it, let's go.
The squad members enter the basement from outside as 2 more descend. As the bomb squad swarms the basement, FBI and ATF agents surround the mansion. Glass walks through the basement upright and calm as the others scurry around with machine guns and flashlights. Outside, agents move through some bushes and train their guns on the mansion.
basement. Nothing yet.
He shines a flashlight on some pipes.
Over here. Hey, Lieutenant, over here. I think we found something.
Glass shines his flashlight on an open metal briefcase full of wires and explosives.
Okay, looks like we've got ourselves a ticker.
Glass, we're running out of time.
I got a countdown. 1 minute, 42 seconds.
Red digital numbers in the briefcase are counting down rapidly.
Listen up, people. No one fire. Wait for my signal.
Shooter, 6 o'clock.
A sniper on the roof shoots.
What the hell's going on?
Hold your fire, Kevin.
The man falls off the roof.
Hold your fire.
Inside, people dive for cover as the waiters shoot their guns. A chandelier falls and two chefs are shot and fall over a buffet table.
Me, Glass. All hell's breaking loose up here.
Glass is calmly studying the ticker and moving wires around with a wire cutter. A man falls out of a window.
Your time is up.
The agents shoot the waiters when they come outside. Someone shoots a sawed-off shotgun, causing an explosion. Terrorist uses a woman as a shield. Glass continues to work on the ticker. The bomb reads 24 seconds. He grips a wire with the cutter. Ten, nine, eight. The chaos upstairs continues. He cuts the wire and the timer stops at 2 seconds.
That was a decoy.
Okay, get out of there.
The agents run through the basement.
Clear the area. That was a decoy.
Glass walks nonchalantly out of the basement. A man with a gray goatee walks through the basement unnoticed. The bomb squad climbs out. Milos holds a gun to the senator's head.
You are dead, man.
Come on, everybody out of there. Let's go.
The man with the goatee presses a remote control, and a metal safe opens. He walks down a hall, looks back, then starts to run.
Reach out. Reach out and touch someone.
A metal disc pops up on top of a silver box in the safe. Red lights flash under it. There's a huge explosion. Agents duck behind cars, but some are thrown into the air as squad cars explode. The detective in charge shuts his eyes. An officer is slammed headfirst into a windshield, leaving a splotch of blood on the cracked glass. There are more fiery explosions. Lieutenant Glass looks down. San Francisco, 1 year later. A cable car climbs a hill, and a black car exits a garage between two parked police cars. A bag lady approaches a man.
There he is. Check it out. Right there.
A man in a stocking cap is walking down a sidewalk.
That's right. Look around. I see you.
You sure about this guy? Let's do it.
I don't want this guy.
The two men get out of their car.
Tell him I am.
The man in the stocking cap cuts lines of cocaine on a mirror with a razor blade.
You take care of me?
Mm-hmm.
A woman dances in front of him.
Take care of me, I'll take care of you. You give me a little extra. I can make some deliveries for you.
Yeah.
The two men from the car are outside with guns. They burst in.
Stand on your head. All right, big shot. Let's put him up. Stand on your head. Stand on your head!
He handcuffs the guy, and his partner looks at the woman.
Lily, what are you doing in here?
I was trying to make some money for my baby before y'all came up in here.
Yeah, well, I thought you were supposed to be in a freaking shelter.
Too many junkies in there. What, you gonna give me a place to live?
Ray, what we gonna do with my girl here, man?
We're gonna bust her and take her kid to social services.
Or
what?
Or we take her down to Redemption House.
I should be back on the junk in no time.
No, I won't, I promise. The rehab was going good. I just needed a little extra help for my baby. Look, I want to do right. Just give me a chance. Please.
All right, see you on the street again, hustling. For whatever reason, I'm gonna bust you. Now, come here. I've never seen you before, and I never want to see you again.
Ray gives her some money.
Go. Get out of here.
Thank you.
You're lucky you got a daughter.
Sorry, Fuzzy.
All right, Big Shot, you're going to jail.
It's like I keep telling you, man. If you want your detective shield back, you gotta start acting like a team player again.
About working garbage detail for 2 years? No, thanks.
So that's it? You just gonna let your demons win?
What demons?
What demons, he says. Only the ones that's been eating you up.
Look, all I know is I can't do this anymore. That's all. Okay?
Something catches Ray's eye.
You're gonna explode, man.
Let's get a drink. Let's go explode and get a drink.
San Francisco Police Bomb Squad.
TJ, remember that incident at the Senator's Mansion last year?
Glasses on the Interpol website. A warning says 500 pounds of Semtex is believed to be an IRA possession.
Not good.
What you got on that computer screen, Captain?
Bad news. That's an IRD. Instant retirement device. Computerized shifting sensors, counter logic traps. Nastiest class of ticker I've ever seen. They first showed up in Africa. Now they're using them in East Timor. Same stuff that blew up the Senator's Mansion. Whenever there's a real high-class bomb for hire.
It's night, and Ray is with his partner.
Trust me.
Oh, come on. Fuzzy, give me a break.
Come on, Ray. Listen, man, listen. I'm your partner. Not only that, I'm also your friend. I'm probably the only friend you got left. Now, I can't sit back and watch you throw your life down the toilet, man. You gotta start talking, man. You know, let it out. Get it out of your system before it eats you alive.
Thanks.
Straight ahead.
Let's go, Bushwell. Come on.
Turn left when you get in there, though. Here's what I can do with a drink, I can tell you that.
It's a little late for a delivery, huh?
Maybe they need somebody to sign for it.
Yeah, sign for it.
They follow a blonde-haired woman and the man she's with, Birchbell. Ray points his gun into a cargo truck containing two large metal cases. They sneak into an import warehouse and hide behind some crates. Ray leaves his hiding place as the man with the gray goatee steps out of a freight elevator. He sees them and hides. The blonde-haired woman comes around a corner and Ray grabs her.
Get on! Police! Police! Calm down!
Watch out, Ray! Look out!
The goatee shoots Fuzzy. He slumps to the floor. Ray drags the woman behind a wall. A man with brown hair joins the goateed man. The woman tries to escape, and Ray punches her, then holds her unconscious body as a shield.
Let's get out of here.
Drop it. Let her go.
Drop it.
Birchbow enters with a gun and briefcase. The goateed man shakes his head.
You'll hit her.
Ray turns and sees Birchbow. They aim their guns at each other. Then Ray puts the gun to the woman's head and looks at the goateed man.
Tell him to drop the gun now. I'll shoot the girl.
He stares at Birchbow.
The end of your life has just begun.
Birchbow backs away.
Go.
Don't worry, my dear. We'll be back for you.
The three men leave. Ray drops the woman and checks on Fuzzy.
Okay, Fuzzy. There I go. Fuzzy. Hey, man. It's gonna be all right. Okay.
Dang. You feel that draft?
cool.
Just don't talk. Just don't talk.
Ray?
Yeah.
Ray? Those demons inside you? Let them go, Ray. Or it's too late.
Ray stares at Fuzzy, who looks back at him without blinking.
Oh, no, man, come on. Oh, no. Don't die on me. Damn it. Don't die. Fuzzy.
He shakes him until his eyes close. Then he leaves. San Francisco Police Homicide Division.
Let's go.
Come on.
Prince, we're working on it.
What about ballistics?
Lab's backed up, so we're going to have to wait a while.
The captain is at his desk looking at papers.
Hey, Nettles, captain's looking for you.
Thanks.
Ray stares at the blonde-haired woman.
Nettles.
An officer takes her away, and Ray enters the captain's office.
I'm sorry, Fuzzy was a good cop.
He was a good man, too. I want in on this, Cap.
Wait a minute, buddy boy. You're narcotics. This is a homicide case.
I saw the bastards. I know what they look like. You gotta let me in on it. You know that.
I understand.
You know the rules. Until Internal Affairs clears us up.
She won't talk. This is all she had on her. We don't even have a name.
Ray looks at a watch.
I got a name.
In memory of Brandon.
Something to start with?
What is this?
That's the bracelet she was wearing.
Looks like detonation wire or something.
Run that down to the bomb squad, Artie.
Artie takes the bracelet from Ray.
Let me do it. Oh, come on, let me do it.
Artie.
Artie pauses at the doorway.
Cap, let me do it.
Okay, Ray. When you go home, you get cleaned up, you get some rest.
Ray walks past Artie and takes the bracelet.
Thanks.
A robot pours coffee next to a pink-haired woman on a phone.
And then my tongue stud gets caught on one of his earrings.
Mm-hmm. So there we were, making out at the concert. Right? Things are really getting hot. Okay, right. So we're making out, right?
Ray enters.
Ugh, it took you so long.
Excuse me?
Medium, everything. Hold the anchovies. You're the pizza guy, right?
I'm looking for the bomb squad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assumed that,
Bomb squad?
Right.
Where?
Out on a call. Third and Hyde.
Thank you.
He leaves.
Sorry, Mom.
San Francisco, Fisherman's Wharf. Under a grandfather clock, the goateed man puts his hand on the brown-haired man's chest.
Here comes. All right. Feel it? Tick. Tock. Tick. Tock. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Felt it.
That, Dugger, is the very essence of our existence. Synchronicity.
Vershbo approaches.
Synchronicity.
It's one they're holding the downtown. And what if she talks?
She won't talk. Hey, trust me on that.
Well, that's real reassurance, Swan. But just in case, I think I'll cash out now and disappear.
And what would Michelangelo say? You think he'd let one of his trusted pigment mixers just abandon him in the middle of painting the Sistine Chapel?
What the hell are you talking about?
We're about to create a work of art here. A masterpiece. A masterpiece is going to be discussed and talked about and admired for centuries. And until that last magnificent brushstroke is finished, nothing, absolutely nothing, is going to get in the way of the artistic process. Is that clear?
Swan glares at Vershbo.
Crystal.
Are we clear on that?
Duggar nods.
And our business plans will not change. And we'll continue our preparations with or without.
He blows a kiss.
Our lovely muse.
We can't just leave it behind. There's no way the cops will let her out.
Unless we force them.
How the hell are we going to do that?
Through pure and simple motivation.
Is that right?
And I'm motivated.
Alcatraz is shown. A robot reaches into the trunk of a car. Glass controls it from a remote location. Ray parks his car next to a fire truck. He gets out, flashes his badge, and walks past a police barricade. the robot sets a shoebox on the pavement as Ray walks toward a truck.
We got a ticker in the shoebox. I better call Meg.
Ball and chain. Look, $10 says that he's asking himself right now.
Excuse me.
What the hell?
Who's in charge?
He is.
Maybe you can tell me what that is.
He hands the bracelet to Glass.
It's cute. Swap meet jewelry.
Where'd you get this, brother?
Off a girl's wrist.
She's still alive?
Yeah. Why?
Because this is real dangerous, and that means she's probably a dangerous young lady.
See that outer strand? That's some kind of high-grade debt cord. Not the inner strand.
Well, yeah, the inner strand is Simtex.
Excuse me?
Simtex is a kind of a rich man's C4. Same stuff they used to blow up that jet in Lockerbie. Same stuff they used in the embassy in Nairobi. Dar es Salaam. I think you get the picture, y'all.
Yeah, that right there is usually harmless and easy to manage by itself, but you combine that with a detonator.
Yeah, so anyway, if this is her idea of fancy jewelry, you can bet she's into some nasty, brother.
Nice.
He grabs the bracelet and leaves.
All right, let's go fishing.
Glass's two men approach the shoebox, one carrying a long pole with pinchers on the end.
Okay, now, Pooch. Ease off the top, just real slowly.
Easing and pleasing, boss. Getting that warm, tingly feeling.
Slowly, slow.
Pooch grabs the shoebox lid with the pinchers.
TJ, get on in there and just tell me what you see.
Jump in there, TJ.
TJ kneels down and looks in the box.
Oh, come on, Wimpy, grab it.
Keep talking to me.
Come on, Teach. One size fits all.
Looks like we got ourselves a hot little number here.
He lifts out a Hawaiian doll.
The hell is that?
He pretends to fumble it, and he and Pooch laugh.
All right. Yeah, I told you there wasn't nothing there. A hula girl?
Sunburst Hotel, Mission District.
This is whacked. We came here to do a money job, not to risk our lives saving the girl.
Gentle, my good man.
She's been an accident waiting to happen ever since you hooked up with her.
And if it was you in there, Versval, I wonder if you'd be having the same feelings.
Oh, yeah. Like you'd put it on the line for me.
To keep you in good health and quiet, I'd do the same for you.
Duggar reaches for a briefcase.
You mix, I paint. You've been a good student, Duggar. Maybe next time I'll let you sign the canvas.
Swan puts a cigar in his mouth and leaves. At the police station.
Okay. Here, Cal.
Did we get a hit on the girl's prints?
Not yet. And you know what? It's none of your concern.
Captain, line one. He says it's important, says it's something about the girl.
What is here?
Angie, go get Glass in the conference call.
Yes, sir.
What?
I said, if you don't release her, you'll have a lot of dead people with missing body parts on your conscience.
It's 4 o'clock now. And if she doesn't walk by 5, let's just say,
you'll have a very bloody happy hour.
We need more time.
Your time's up.
Swan hangs up a payphone, puffs on his cigar, and looks at his watch. Back at the station.
Phone company said it was scrambled.
What the hell do you mean by that?
A bomb.
A bomb!
Her bracelet is made of detonation cord. They're pros.
They're a bunch of chumps. Playing a bluff card.
Bomb squad followed traces of Simtex on the bracelet.
Simtex?
Nasty stuff.
Bring down to the bomb squad. I want them on alert.
Right. I'll do it.
We're a team here, Nettles. You stay on the bench. Why? Just do it.
At the bomb squad office.
Man, I love the internet. You should see the recipes for death and disaster on this thing.
Hey, Joey, it's Daddy.
14 different ways to blow up, kill, maim, with whichever kind of bomb you would like. Thank you,
America. Did you help Mommy like I told you to?
Of Information Act.
Ooh, you the man. You the
man. I hope they expect me to pay you off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buy me dinner, I'll bring you up on harassment charges. Baldy.
Ray walks in.
Hey, that's the guy I was telling you about.
Hey, we just got a bomb threat upstairs.
Glass looks at him.
Well, my partner was killed last night. The dirtbag who did it is the bomber. Now, what do we do?
Well, we are not going to do anything. You are going to get together with your detectives and do some detective work and see if you can find the bombers or the bombs so we can do our job.
And let's just hope that it's a crank, because there'd be nothing we can do.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means we deactivate explosive devices.
You're the bomb squad, right? Isn't your job to stop these things?
We need detectives up there so that we can do our job.
You're right. Let's just sit at our hands and wait for innocent people to die. What the hell was I thinking?
What you should be thinking is, get up there and do some detective work.
Bye.
Ray leaves.
Outside the Buena Vista on Beach Street, Swan walks down a sidewalk carrying the metal briefcase. The clock above a bar reads 4:45. He puts the briefcase on the floor and sits next to a red-haired woman in a short black dress.
Oh, hello, beautiful. Can I buy you a drink?
Sure.
What would you like?
Shot of tequila.
A shot of tequila?
Mm-hmm.
Barkeep, a shot of tequila for the lady. And I'll have a Coca-Cola.
Yes, sir.
I'm working you.
Ray drives over the Bay Bridge.
Nettles, I've got that info for you. A bar called Happy Hour in the Warehouse District at Beach Street.
Yeah, I know that dive. Thanks.
What's your position?
I'm in Chinatown. I should be there in 2 minutes.
Back at the bar.
So, told you a little about myself.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's your turn.
What would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to know how to get to know you a little better.
To get to know me? I'll tell you this. The whole world's gonna know who I am, baby.
Back in my place.
Ray drives by the Buena Vista and parks. Gets out of his car and heads for the Happy Hour bar. The bar clock chimes 5 o'clock.
It's music to my heart.
Swan leans toward the woman.
You're the bomb, baby.
What?
Ding dong, bitch is dead, the bitch is dead. Ciao.
He leaves and she looks away uneasily. The briefcase is at her feet. Ray climbs some stairs and looks around the bar. The woman looks at him. He nods and goes downstairs. He looks toward a cable car and glimpses Swan going behind a building. He pulls his gun. Briefcase blows up. Ray's eyes widen and he ducks behind a building. A huge fireball expands outward and thick gray smoke fills the sky. Debris rains down. A helicopter flies through the smoke and a fire truck arrives on the scene. Helicopter lands as the bomb squad picks through the rubble, divided into sections with police tape.
Pooch, give me something.
Not much to go on.
Whoever this guy was knew what he was doing, that's for sure. So let me sample this.
Pooch swabs some debris.
Watch your back.
Paramedics wheel a man out on a gurney. Ray's face is smudged with soot.
Watch your set, sir.
He sees police officers restraining a woman.
Please!
Ma'am, sorry,
my
we can't
husband
cross this line.
And daughter in that building!
Ma'am, no.
Please!
I'm sorry, we can't let you through here.
They're my
Please.
Whole life!
Kneel.
Please, ma'am.
Please.
Please.
Artie walks up to Ray.
You know, every time you show your face, there's a major disaster. Why is that?
At least I was trying to do something.
You know, I keep telling you, you don't belong here. Why are you still here?
You touch me again, Kaczynski, and...
What? Huh? You gonna shoot me?
No, I'm not your partner, all right? I will make retirement.
Ray grabs him, and they start shoving each other.
What?
Glass shakes his head.
Get out of here.
Glass stops Artie.
Oh, Artie, listen to me. I've been talking to Nettles a little bit, you know, I kind of feel like he's got some intel that's real vital to our group. You don't mind if I sneak him on in with us, do you?
He's all yours.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Right, guys, we appreciate it, don't we?
Oh, I love it.
Why the save?
I'm trying to save you from yourself, man.
What's that supposed to mean?
You got to get beyond hope and fear. Learn the nature of your own mind. And then, you won't be suffering anymore. You coming?
Glass walks over to TJ, who's looking at a laptop.
Traces of Semtex, just like the braid on that dead cord bracelet. Check out the sequence.
They look at a computer model of the explosion.
I've never seen anything so beautifully choreographed.
It shows two large buildings collapsing in sequence.
Yeah, the detonators made out of Semtex, that's for sure.
So what kind of bomb was it?
Did you say the B word?
Excuse me?
Nettles, you gotta be more zen. Device.
Don't use the B word.
Device.
B is for boom.
Ray nods.
So you're the device squad and you defuse devices?
We treat devices.
Anything else I should know?
Yeah. Watch where you step.
Ray lifts his foot and sees a broken clock.
Check it out, boss. We got action.
Stay close to us.
Pooch holds up a small piece of metal.
What'd you think?
Glass puts on his glasses.
Computer chip.
That could be from an IRD. Very, very nasty. Yeah. Let's hope that's not what this is.
Firemen carry a person on a stretcher. Ray drives to the police station. He walks in as Angie hands the captain a piece of paper.
Captain, we got a hit on the prince. I was wondering why it took so long. Turns out she had high security clearance. Department of Defense contractor.
Claire Manning, 29, San Francisco. Married to a Brandon Manning, an architect. Died last May.
Memory of Brandon.
She was an R&D Skunk Works nuclear specialist. Trained at Lawrence Livermore in Langley. Resigned abruptly last year.
Sir, it's him.
Captain Winters turns on the speakerphone and intercom.
Yeah.
How will you tell them, Captain?
At a phone near the Bay Bridge.
How will you explain to the families that their loved ones didn't have to die?
You got a name?
Now this time, I'll give you 2 hours.
But if she isn't released by then, another bomb will go off and another till every man, woman, and child in this city
is either dead
or in mourning.
Talk to me, please.
Tick, talk, tick.
Glass listens. Winters hangs up the phone and says to Ray,
"Find him."
Hey, Angie. I want to check on Brandon Manning's work history. I want a list of every project he's ever been involved with, and call the feds, see if they'll give us any details on the girl without a court order. Okay?
Ray leaves. At the Sunburst Hotel, Swan is making another briefcase bomb. He leaves and looks out over the bay. Ray and Angie look at Claire Manning.
She's tough, huh?
Tough? Tough as where's my lawyer?
Well, the captain wants me to take a crack at her.
Fine. You babysit her for a while.
Okay.
Angie leaves. He puts a file folder on a table and sits facing Claire.
You remember me?
Yeah, I remember you.
Sorry about the eye. You didn't give me much choice.
He points to her black eye.
First my partner, then all the others. What makes you so valuable that they just slaughter all these innocent people just to get you back?
She looks away.
Look, I know you don't want to talk. Somebody once told me, well, that's the only way you can get better, feel better. You see,
He remembers a young woman and a small boy walking away in slow motion. Her long blonde hair swooshes around as she turns to wave. The boy waves, too.
You see, not too long ago,
The woman and boy give each other a high five as they walk toward a car.
But not too long ago, I lost two people I loved very much. Two.
They get in a car that has a blinking bomb underneath it. The woman points at someone or something outside the car, and the boy salutes. She starts the car, and it explodes. Ray blinks and shakes his head.
Your husband was a gifted architect, Brandon Manning. Famous, was about to expose a massive cover-up. We're going to build an elementary school in a toxic waste site downtown. But before he could blow the whistle, he dies in a car accident.
It's not an accident.
Ray shrugs.
That's what the grand jury said it was.
He was murdered in cold blood because of his integrity. And nobody gave a damn.
So that's why you're with these terrorists?
She stares at him with no expression. He points his finger at her.
First my partner, then the bar. Now, who is he? Tell me his name. Why is he killing all these innocent people for you?
She stares at him as tears well in her eyes.
Why does he want you back so bad he killed all these people? Now tell me his name. Who is he? Tell me. What's his name?
She shakes her head.
What is his damn name? Hey, listen, the police aren't going to let you go. Now, you know that. And when your boyfriend realizes this, a whole bunch of innocent people are going to die, kids and families, for no good reason. Now, there's blood on your hands. Okay? Now, help me put an end to this. You're the only one who can.
We met at a convention in Europe.
He takes a drag on his cigarette.
I was lonely, as you might imagine. He was brilliant, charming, a fellow scientist, so he claimed. By the time I learned the truth, I was too scared. I was too scared.
Too scared for what? Too scared for what? Oh, come on. Tell me.
You don't understand, I can't. If you want it to stop, you have to let me go.
Let you go?
You gotta get me out of here. You gotta get me out of here, okay?
She grabs his hand.
Take your hands off me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Take your hands off me. Drop that.
He leaves and she looks around tearfully. TJ lifts a test tube with rubber-gloved hands.
Hey, Nettles, how'd it go with the girl?
Not good.
Hey, Nettles, what do you think it would take to kind of give me all this from the beginning?
Ray takes glass to the import warehouse.
So what made you think they were here?
Hey, you're the expert.
Looks like a really good place to hide explosives. Discreet, quiet, out of the way. We might even find an IRD here.
You mentioned you saw one of them once. Where?
Across the pond. I was heading a team, EOD. So went sideways. Lost some of my boys. But I made a choice to live. So I light candles for my boys that didn't.
Ray nods.
So you live it too?
Took
call it living.
You know, I never cried when... I don't know. Maybe it's the guilt. After the funeral, I never went back. You know, to where they're buried. I'm afraid if I do, I'll blow my brains out. It's just way too much.
Well, you know, one thing about hitting the bottom, after that, there's only one way you can go, and that's up.
Yeah, it's enough talking for now. Time's up on our first session. It's right over here. Yeah, girl was here with me. Guy in charge over there with one of his men. Another guy was over there. So, these bombers, what's a typical profile?
If you're a dog trainer, you'd call them fear biters. They want to bite before they get bit. People who feel like they'll blow something up to kill somebody or make a statement, but always from a long way away. Long distance. Never want to get up close and personal. Not that kind of people.
Except if you don't play along, these guys will blow you up.
Most of them. You know, it's a power trip. But some of them don't follow through.
And the other 1%?
Those are the dangerous ones. Criminal minds that are geniuses. Smarter than most law enforcement, most anti-terrorists, most military. You've got access to the most sophisticated, deadly devices in the world. Those are the ones we got to worry about. That's why we're here.
Glass looks at the floor.
What do we got here?
Using tweezers, he picks up a cigarette butt.
Gowals. Euro trash.
He picks up a matchbook with a cat on it.
Jazz cat, do you like the blues?
At the Cherry Lounge. Duggar is at a table smoking a cigarette. Glass and Ray walk in.
Scotch on the rocks, please.
They sit at a table near the band. Waitress walks up.
Couple drinks?
No, thanks.
Hey, you know anybody who smokes these French cigarettes?
Oh. The cigarette inspector. There's a guy in the club who smokes these Frenchies.
Yeah, is he here tonight?
Yeah, he's right over there.
Thanks. Are you new here?
Let's go talk to him. What do you say?
Ray draws his gun.
Police! Show me your hands! Show me your hands! Show me your hands! Show me your hands! Show me your hands!
Put the gun down, brother. Will you?
Show me!
Duggar throws a briefcase at Glass and grabs a waitress.
Come on!
Let me go.
Shut up. Let the girl go.
Come on. Let's go.
I'll shoot you. Let her go.
No, I won't.
Let the girl go.
You think I'm crazy?
Let the girl go. Shoot you.
Go ahead.
Let her go.
Shoot. San Francisco is going to blow.
Let her go.
Go ahead!
Ray shoots him. Ray goes to look at him while Glass pulls a ticker out of the briefcase and sets it on the table in front of him. The timer shows 39 seconds and counting.
You know, I could have used him alive. I learned to listen to me. That was good shooting. That was a good shot.
Glass puts on his glasses and opens a tool pouch. 24 seconds. He lifts out the timer.
So, should I get ready to die? No, you know what? This is not very sophisticated at all.
He cuts a wire.
See? Glad you were here.
The timer shows 12 seconds.
Shooting a lucky number. You've heard of the 12 stages of enlightenment, haven't you?
No, just one day at a time, 12 steps.
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't made it through this day yet, have we?
Not good so far.
A police car stops outside.
The bomb didn't go off, but Duga's dead.
Oh, you disappoint me.
It's nighttime, and Swan is smoking in the back of a car.
It's time to bring in the boys. Are they ready?
Yes, sir. Ready and waiting for your signal.
He looks at his watch. Ray taps his watch and holds it to his ear.
It's never stopped before.
Well, let me see it.
He hands it over to Glass.
Okay.
Glass lifts the back off. Pooch sits at a desk.
Yeah, mainspring stuck. All right. Let me show you a little something. I'm going to teach you the way I learned. And hand this back to you and give you the only tool you need to fix this. It's real simple.
Well, I'm an idiot when it comes to mechanical things.
You're not an idiot, man. Just never tried before. Take a look in there. You'll see right away how to do this. It's very simple. Thing of it is, if I baby you, tell you how to do it, in one ear and out the other. If I make you figure it out, you're going to own it. Go for it.
Ray moves apart with his finger, then turns the main spring with a small screwdriver.
It's working again.
Good job, man. You just made your first ticker.
Captain Winters walks in and looks at Ray.
We need to talk, Nettles.
Ray goes with him.
I got a call from upstairs. They say you questioned the girl yesterday. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Claiming that I'd given you permission in direct contradiction to my orders.
Yes, sir.
Under any other circumstances, I'd have your canned. That said, she wants to talk to you again. Alone.
They look through a glass window at Claire. Later, she's talking to Ray.
His name is Alex Swan. The one with the tattoos and piercings goes by Duggar, and the other one calls himself Vershbo.
Duggar's dead. So is the bomb he was carrying. Now, Swan's planning a big hit now, isn't he?
I don't know.
Well, come on, tell me the target. Tell me the true target.
This bombing was a distraction, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Look, you said you wanted to talk to me. Now talk. Claire?
Alex Swan is planning a really big hit, isn't he?
I don't know.
Come on. Tell me the target. Tell me how to find him. Claire, come on, please. Tell me how to find him before it's too late.
All right, the last I knew, they were staying at a motel downtown, somewhere around the corner from the warehouse.
What was the name of it?
The Sunburst, room 138.
Sunburst, room 138.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He'll kill me for this. Even if you catch him, he'll send someone else. Doesn't matter anymore anyway. I've lost too much already.
He puts his hand over hers.
You know what? There's always hope. You just took a small step back towards life. And ain't nobody gonna kill you.
She smiles weakly, and he leaves. She looks up and sees Glass watching her. Later, the bomb squad is at the Sunburst Hotel. Glass is directing their movements from a truck.
Cover all the entrances, CJ. Stay alert.
Always, baby.
Go!
Move.
They kick in a door.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Man right.
The bomb squad enters the hotel wearing helmets with face shields and carrying machine guns. Outside, Artie Puchinski walks past Ray.
It's his own family.
What did you say?
Artie turns around.
Can you hear me? Come here, say it again.
Oh, sure. I said, how can you save the city if you can't save your own family?
Yeah. Ray punches him and he falls against the bomb squad truck.
That's what I thought you said.
Ray walks away. TJ and Pooch are inside the hotel wearing heavy protection suits.
Just coming up to an open door.
After you, my good man.
TJ, get on in there and just tell me what you see.
TJ walks out of a room with his helmet off.
They're gone.
All right.
Clear the building, bring the dog. We'll check the other rooms.
Copy that. Sparky's on his way.
Glass manipulates a remote control and a robot rolls down a hall of the hotel. Glass watches a monitor that shows what the robot is doing. He stops it in front of a door. He makes it turn the doorknob and push the door open. It rolls inside the room. The hotel explodes. Ray sees the bag lady in an alley and approaches her.
If you come here, then I can tell you. But you must listen. No, wait.
She holds a finger to her temple whenever she talks.
You are the one. Thursday, 3:16 in the a.m., 37 cents. You were the short change, a little light. Where's your partner, officer?
He's dead. Now, the guys who killed him, we think they lived in this neighborhood. You wouldn't know anything about any bad people around here, would you?
One has a beard, the other is tall, thin. Thin one wanted to offer me a donation, wanted to trade for something I haven't used for a long time.
Ray blinks and shifts his weight around.
What kind of car did they drive? Did they drive a car?
Originally, plate MLAI584, bad. But they switched late Thursday night to a blue Taurus with GOEN43 plate.
GOEN43.
That's what I said. A steel trap.
Okay. It's my life savings.
He hands her some money and kisses her. He leaves and her eyes get big.
GOEN43.
Steel trap.
Swan and Vershbo enter the police station.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Sure, this is crazy. You're going to get us busted?
It has to be done. They've tested my patience and my resolve long enough. Now, if you're afraid, then go.
I'd be in the car.
Fine.
Excuse me, Officer Lawrence Bombeck, Esquire. I represent Claire Manning. She wants her property released to me, her credit cards, actually, to secure my retainer.
Well, wait here. I have to make a phone call.
Angie, I have a man here claiming to be Claire Manning's lawyer.
Everything's fine.
Captain, there's a man downstairs. Says he's Claire's lawyer.
Put him on.
He's gone.
Hello? Sir?
Sure enough, the plates belong to a car rented Thursday night downtown.
Guy's name's Alex Swan, a.k.a. 20 other names. Guy's a legend in the bomb-for-hire business.
Glass checks the FBI criminal database.
He's the cat who blew the senator's mansion.
The other one, Vershbo, he's a freelance demolition expert. Oh, just so happened he's worked for half the governments in the Western Hemisphere, including ours during the Reagan administration.
Let's get out an APBO. Right away.
Vershbo is sitting in a car outside the police station and points a gun at Swan.
This wasn't the deal. You want her property that bad. You want to be close to your girl. Well, you couldn't get any closer than this. I'm not going to end up like Duggar. I'll get the hell out of here. Game over.
I offered you a chance to be part of history. And fame and fortune, you fool.
Give me the briefcase.
Swan gives it to him.
You're forgetting something. Detonator.
He hands it over.
You're making a grave mistake, Verschbau.
Now beat it. Michael freaking Angelo.
Swan walks past two officers taking a break outside.
Nettles, suspect spotted in area. Repeat, suspect may be in police parking lot. Over.
Be back.
Ray and Glass block Verschbau's exit with their car. They aim their guns at Verschbau while Artie and others come out of the station with their guns drawn. Verschbau dangles the soft leather briefcase out of his car window and holds up a cell phone.
Let's go, we got a perk!
Hey, yeah, come
on. Drop the weapon and get out of the car! Put the bag down!
Verschbau doesn't move. Glass and Ray hold their aim on him.
Move that freaking car.
Artie, Glass, and Ray stare at him. Glass kicks Verschbau's front bumper and the airbag inflates. He drops the briefcase. Glass walks over, runs his hand around Verschbau's collar, and steps away. Artie sneaks up and grabs the briefcase. Verschbau gets his gun to shoot Artie, but Ray shoots Verschbau, who drops his gun and falls forward into the airbag. Artie looks at Ray. Swan steps into a phone booth while Pooch leads a dog around Verschbau's car.
Come on, buddy. Time to go to work. Let's go check out the tire. Get your sniffer up there. Come on, come on. What you got?
TJ scans the engine.
Nothing. Come on. You're not going to get your raise like this. Let's go around back. Come on, come on.
Engine clear.
What you got? Sniff. Sniff. What you smelling? Nuggets. You smelling
right,
nuggets.
Right, hey, once I sweep this trunk, it's cocktail time, baby. Pooch, hurry that mud up. You're buying.
Come on. What you smell? What you smell? You're smelling TJ, huh?
Swan dials the phone as TJ walks away from the car.
Head and tail are clear.
The dog finishes sniffing the driver's area, and Pooch sticks his head in under the steering wheel.
Reach out. Reach out and touch someone.
Pooch sees something.
Oh, no.
The car explodes and officers are tossed into the air.
Go!
Go!
Pooch!
Glass runs toward the flames. A fireball billows into the air.
Thank you and call again.
Swan hangs up the phone. The fire still burns. The Bay Bridge is shown. Ray and Artie meet at the station.
Got a minute? I just wanted to say thank you.
No big deal.
Artie points to a woman and child.
That's Pooch's wife and kid.
I'll talk to him.
Captain Winters is on the phone.
It's him.
Gotta get back to you. Quiet. Winters here.
You people just don't learn, do you?
We're ready to talk.
Well, you mean stall, don't you? See, a little team of techno geeks can try and trace me?
This is my final warning.
The city has 1 hour to release the girl exactly where you found her.
15 seconds.
1 hour, you understand?
The girl in exchange for...
Let's just say There are not enough cemeteries in the city or
enough hospital beds for the maimed.
Well, wait a second. You know, we can't just let it go. How do we know we can trust you?
You can trust me.
1 hour.
What?
No.
The downtown San Francisco skyline is shown. Swan places a call from a payphone.
I want you to drop it off at the museum.
Inside the museum, round tables with white tablecloths are set up and people in formal wear are mingling. A man sets a metal case in a deserted exhibit room. At the station.
Captain, it's a radio station downtown. They just received a bomb threat. Sir, we're getting bomb threats from all over the city. Sir, your wife received one too. What do you want to do?
Send a squad car.
Okay.
Also notify the bomb squad, hospitals, fire department.
Right away, sir.
Hardy walks in.
Hey, boss. She says that she'll only talk to Nils.
Leave. Make sure the Presidio is locked down.
Okay, do it.
Later, Ray is talking to Claire.
I'm meeting with your boyfriend.
You have to convince him to let me go. It's your only chance to stop him. Accuse me as the bait.
It's not a lot of time.
Later, Angie hands Ray a piece of paper.
Hey, I've been looking for you. Here's a list of buildings Brandon Manning designed.
This guy's done some pretty major stuff, huh? Well, he even designed the new wing at City Hall.
There's an explosion at Tony's Pizza. At the museum, the metal case still sits in the exhibit room. Swan is on the phone and he turns around. A woman in a lab coat is knocked forward by an explosion. A blast rocks a building with a government seal on it. Tables with umbrellas outside are knocked over. Windows are broken and people run for cover. As the fire rages, people knocked over by the blast slowly get up.
Thank you.
Uniformed and plainclothes police surround the Park Plaza Hotel. Men and women in formal clothes run out of the building. Swan is on the phone.
Vincent. Vincent, do you hear me?
Swan was setting up the fuel air explosive.
Set it up and tell me when you're ready.
All right, hurry up. Come on, move out.
Vincent directs men hauling briefcases, suitcases, and larger boxes to a roof. Some are wearing ski masks and carrying machine guns. They set up a large cylindrical device like the IRD that Glass looked at earlier on his computer. The station.
Kathleen, you gotta get the okay to let the girl go.
Let her go?
Yeah. I mean, we gotta use her. She's our only chance. I'm not bullying, Cap. I wouldn't bully you about this. You let that girl go, I'll catch this creep.
When it comes to getting the parts, supplies, and advice you need to keep your car running right, there's no better place than AutoZone.
Now, when you buy three or more medium one-topping pizzas from Domino's, you get them for just $5 each. That means pepperoni guy, mushroom guy, and sausage guy. can each get their own pizza for just $5. Hey, who invited I'll pay you tomorrow guy?
Big news from Domino's. It's the 555 deal. Call now and buy three or more medium one-topping pizzas and pay just $5 each. Get the door. It's the 555 deal from Domino's.
Diabetes doesn't wait.
You never keep me waiting.
But does your meter take longer than 5 seconds to give you a result?
Right on time.
What are you waiting for? Switch to One Touch Ultra. Results in 5 seconds.
Delicious rice in 90 seconds. Introducing new Ready Rice. Bring more to the table with Uncle Ben's.
Some of us like floral scents. Others, cool, clean smells. Or even the essence of calm. Fragrance is such a personal thing, especially now. Kotex introduces lightly scented light days for any day. The only incredibly thin liners with a hint of natural fragrance in lavender, aloe, and chamomile. It's a kind of herbal renewal, a daily botanical boost for body and soul. Kotex fits. Period. How far would you go for the great taste of French's new Honey Dijon mustard? French's new Honey Dijon. It tastes that great.
Well, taking care of aging rock stars is a 24-hour-a-day job.
The magnetic strip goes up.
You're late. Where are you?
Yes!
Ever since we all joined in, we're working like a well-oiled machine.
Help! I'm stuck in a blooming costume again!
Join in and make free calls to any Verizon Wireless customer anytime without using any plan minutes from our national in coverage area.
I'm going down!
Is your group in? Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you.
Good.
This just in. In a nationwide taste test, the majority of Bud Light drinkers said Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light. For details, go to www.sweetmotherofrothygoodnessthatsbadnewsforbud.com. More taste, and still half the carbs of Bud Light. Miller Lite, good call.
The results are in. In a nationwide taste test, the majority of Budweiser drinkers said Miller Genuine Draft has more flavor than Budweiser. And Miller Genuine Draft is cold filtered 4 times for smoothness. More flavor and smooth? This calls for a beer. Good call.
This August, you could do this or watch this. Kerry Walsh and Misty May spike 7-pound sand. Whatever it takes the world champions to continue burning up the competition. So while some go to the beach to bronze, Misty and Kerry prefer gold. The Summer Olympic Games this August on NBC.
Glass pulls up at the import warehouse.
Is the tracking device on the ground?
The ankle transmitter is in place.
Ray is already there. A chopper flies over.
The tracking transmitter is working. Repeat, the tracking transmitter is working. We're good to go with the drop off.
A car drives up.
Okay, I got her. Got her. She's right here.
An officer gets out and opens a rear door. Claire steps out.
There you go.
The officer hands her a plastic bag containing her watch. Artie is in the car.
You're lucky we still have that. Some guy says he was your lawyer. Tried to take your property. All right, go on, get out of here. Go on, get out of here.
She puts the watch on and heads for the warehouse. Glass is watching from his car. She starts up the ramp, then turns and runs away.
I'm going northbound on 6. I'm going northbound on 6.
Ray follows her on foot, and Glass starts his car.
Moving northbound. Repeat, northbound.
Position 1, she's not headed your way. She's headed northbound on 6.
She's headed northbound on the 6th Street alleyway.
Claire runs down an alley between two brick buildings. Ray follows her.
She's heading toward the flea market. She's heading toward the flea market.
Artie's in the chopper now. Chaser runs through a flea market near Fisherman's Wharf and the agent's chaser.
Stop right there!
She runs behind a wall.
Swan, the device is armed and standing by for your word to activate.
Activate. Activate.
Activate stage one.
One act. They start the timer. Claire gets in a black BMW. Swan is at the wheel.
He's in a black BMW, LQY A19er, westbound on Vermont.
Claire opens a black bag.
Don't I even get a thank you?
She doesn't look at him. She uses a small electric saw to cut off the ankle transmitter. She throws it out the window.
Hi, boys.
The chopper and police cars chase them. Sees a train coming and smiles.
We've lost her. The transmitter has been found abandoned.
Winters looks away.
Repeat, we've lost her.
Claire turns to Swan.
What were you thinking trying to take the watch? Were you gonna ditch me?
Now you yourself said that the painting is far more important than the artist. And what about our masterpiece? Nothing can be allowed to interfere with the creative process that we share.
You're right. A masterpiece that'll be discussed, admired, and studied for centuries to come. Our Michelangelo. Is everything in place?
Of course.
Pull over. It's time to trigger the decoy. Our masterpiece.
Yes. Our masterpiece. I did this all for you, you know. I love you.
I know.
She gets out.
Reverse the charges, my love.
He smiles as she heads for a phone booth.
Reach out and touch someone.
From the car, he watches her dial the phone. He wrinkles his forehead. She smiles.
Oh, dear.
His car blows up. And she walks away. A chopper flies over. Glass drives up and looks at the smoking wreckage.
Swan's car just went.
What about Claire?
Looks like it took them both out. Hang on, there's something a little strange about this.
Glass! Glass!
Only the male suspect is there. Claire's gone.
Opening of the new wing. Designed by the late Brandon Manning, we'll go off without a hitch. This is Janie Rosen for Channel 6 News reporting live from the Masquerade Ball at City Hall. Back to you, Phil.
Jay, we've heard that the traffic down there is absolutely terrible.
Hey, are you there? Come in, man. Are you there? Nettles, are you there?
I know where she is.
How do you know where she is?
She's gonna blow City Hall. Meet me there.
Wrap to City Hall. Make sure backup's in place.
I called for TJ. I got my hand full. See if he's close.
Two men pull on black ski masks. It's nighttime in San Francisco. Glass is in a chopper.
Nettles, where are you? Tell me what you see.
forward as fast as I can, man.
Gray is driving the wrong way up a one-way street.
Maria, meet me in the lobby.
He speeds through the streets. At City Hall, people in costumes are arriving for the masquerade ball.
Hey, man, get ready.
Yeah.
Set. All right, ready.
Men are on the roof. Inside, people in garish costumes are dancing and waving balloons. Glass's helicopter flies near the roof. They start firing at each other. The men on the roof run down some stairs.
Divert them so I can get to the elevator.
Glass jumps out of the chopper onto the roof and runs to an entrance. Once inside, he walks slowly. Some men are coming up some stairs with guns. Ray walks with his gun drawn. He peeks around a corner and continues walking. A terrorist runs around a corner and he shoots him. Glass is sneaking through a supply room. Some men jump over some bags. And Glass gets rid of them with some martial arts moves. He throws one guy out a window. Terrorist shoots a mirror ball hanging from the ceiling and glittery confetti showers the partygoers who start running around in a panic. Police cars arrive on the scene. People in costumes run out of the building. Glass walks down a hall. Gray shoots a man holding a knife. More people are running away from the building. More police cars arrive. Ray comes down some stairs and walks slowly down a hall. He meets Glass.
Hey, brother, what took you so long?
They walk toward an elevator.
Claire's husband was about to blow the whistle on the downtown redevelopment zone. It's a toxic waste dump. But it cost a fortune to clean up. But before he could, he got capped. So now Claire wants revenge. It's been her all along. She's gonna blow this place up, Glass.
All right, listen, you take the basement, I'll take the roof.
Okay.
Outside City Hall, people are running in all directions as police cars and a black truck arrive. Men in flak jackets jump out of the truck as a chopper lands nearby. Glass climbs the stairs to the roof. Someone is waiting with a gun.
Stay back!
Glass shoots him. There are more terrorists on the roof. They shoot at Glass, and he goes down the stairs. They follow him. Glass hides behind a pile of concrete bags and shoots over the top. Glass shoots a man holding a grenade. The grenade rolls down some steps and lands between a man's feet.
Grenade! Go! Go! Go!
The grenade explodes and Glass grimaces. The scene outside is chaotic as a camera crew arrives. Inside, Ray steps past some dead bodies. A gunman approaches Glass, and they start punching and kicking each other. Other guys join in, and Glass fights them. One picks up a knife, and Glass kicks it out of his hand, then kicks him in the chest. Ray walks down the stairs into the basement. He sees an open briefcase with a timer in it. Claire walks up, and he aims his gun.
Claire, put your hands in the air. Now, don't make me do this. Don't make me do this. Don't make me do this.
She looks at her watch.
I'm afraid it's time.
Put your hands in the air, Claire. Come on, put your hands in the air, now.
My husband never got his due. That's all gonna change now.
She adjusts her watch and looks at Ray. He punches her and she falls.
Glass.
Glass, I'm in the basement. Claire's out cold. There's a bomb. It's set to go off in 10 minutes. What do I do? You read me, Glass? Glass?
Glass steps up to the rooftop bomb.
Okay, Nettles.
Glass, I got a ticket down here, and I don't know what to do.
We just got our first North American Fay bomb.
That's a fuel air explosive. It'll take out 3 square miles, T-minus 10 minutes. Now, you better get down here and help me. Help me with this bomb.
Nettles, I got a Fay bomb up here, in case you're wondering what that is.
Black Ops use these over in Africa a lot.
It's a wide cloud of highly unstable gas suspended over the city. When it's ignited, the shock waves will shoot down and kill everybody breathing. Now, something tells me that you got the detonator down there with you.
Glass, I'm gonna die down here.
Just relax, brother.
Talk to me. Glass, talk to me. Glass, just tell me what to do. I'll do it. Just tell me what to do.
Stay calm. You can do this.
Glass, I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do. Talk to me.
Now, listen to me, man. You're just gonna have to go beyond hope and fear. Don't be attached to living or dying or anything else. And understand that death is just another stage on the playground.
Ray remembers his son, and sweat beads form on his face.
You have to be able to feel it. And the way you'll be able to learn how to feel is by coming to know the nature of your mind.
Ray remembers his wife and son waving goodbye.
And even if you do go today, you'll be back. So if you're not attached to living or dying, you have nothing to fear. If you have nothing to fear, you're going to calm down and just listen to me gently guide you through this. All right?
Okay, I finished assessing. I'm taking a deep breath. Now what do I do?
Can you get inside that ticker?
What do you mean?
Look around the back.
For something that looks like it's sealed, it may even be sealed with some kind of epoxy.
You'll be able to scrape that off and open it up.
Ray studies the device.
Look around. There's a hole, man. There's a hole. Look for the hole.
He feels around it.
I see something.
He closes his eyes and lifts a panel off.
I got an opening.
There you go.
Okay, reach in and tell me what you feel. Gently.
Ray touches some wires.
Heat, a lot of heat. Cold metal, something soft.
Don't touch that.
Okay.
What else? Keep going, man. You're doing a good job.
Something round and two wires.
Two sets of wires, yellow
and black with red. No, stop.
What's wrong?
No, that's too easy. There's got to be another way. That's a setup, man. There's got to be another way.
Make up your mind.
Ease your thumb over to the right. Feel anything?
He feels around.
Yeah, another round thing.
The device that you have there is the decoy. It's very, very primitive. You'll find two sets of wires.
Go to the timer and try to pop that switch straight out.
And pull the other wires out of the timer.
Well, which one's which?
All right, it's up to you. Pick one.
What?
It's up to you, Nettles. Just pick one.
The timer reads 20 seconds. He feels the wires. Ten seconds. He closes his eyes and pulls the wires out. The timer stops at 4 seconds.
I did it. I'm not dead.
You did it, brother. Now, I got a whole storm up here that I gotta deal with, so sit tight.
Glass uses a flashlight and a small mirror to examine the many wires on the rooftop device. The timer counts down. 43, 42, 41, 40. He turns the flashlight off, then on again. 29, 28, 27. He taps a circuit board with a small screwdriver. He slowly and carefully lifts a wire and squints. With two fingers, he reaches in and gently moves a bundle of wires as the timer counts down. 16, 15, 14, 13. Taking a small pair of scissors. 4, 3. He bites his lip, snips some wires, and walks away.
Clear on the roof. Repeat, clear on the roof. Send in the sweep team.
Wait!
Glass said it's all clear.
Ray and Glass duck under yellow police tape and walk out into the night.
never dies. And neither do they. Love is eternal. And that's a long time.
Narrative script written by Nancy Bizjak. For the Emmy Award-winning Narrative Television Network, this is Kevin Meyer. Special thanks to the U.S. Department of Education.